45 minutes of classical music, mostly chamber music, some solos by Mariko Maeda on the piano as well as flute, and some solos by Angela Wee on violin, and a flute duo by the two. And then the title of this was cleverly stated as Flute, Strings, and Other Things, and some of the other things will be the Allen electronic organ over there that I'll play a short piece. We'll begin this evening by playing two movements of one of Haydn's trios, trio in C major. Haydn was a Viennese composer, and his music is, I think, just fun music to listen to. So sit back and enjoy an Andante and a Vivace movement.
Thank you.
while we go backstage. I'll tell you a little bit about the next number. It's a duo for unaccompanied flutes by a German composer named Kuhlau. He wrote much chamber music for flutes. I think it must have been one of his favorite instruments. And perhaps one of the instruments that he probably used were the wooden flutes, but we'll use the gold and silver flutes. Following that, we will have a violin solo. So, a rondo by Johann Kuhlau.
Thank you.
I'm going to change the order of the program. Since you don't have printed programs, it's possible to do that very easily. I'll play a short organ selection now. Actually, there will be three short pieces by Haydn, the same composer as the trio that we played for you. And these were pieces that he was commissioned to write, not for an organ, but for a mechanical clock, for a flute clock, it's called. Composers like Beethoven, Handel, all wrote for these wonderful mechanical clocks that you've perhaps seen in clock toys or in museums. And they actually had the music composed and transferred onto a rotating drum. And so it wasn't intended to be played by a person, but it has been transcribed. So the three little short pieces that I'd like to play have titles. The first one I think you'll relate to. It's simply called The Coffee Party. And I think you can almost hear the chattering and the tittering that goes over coffee cups. The second one is called The Quail Call. And the third one is just a short vivace. Mariko introduced me to a wonderful flute solo by a Japanese composer who lived in the 19th century, and the music has been transcribed more recently by the well-known flutist Charles Galloway, James Galloway, giving him a wrong name. And the title of it is The Sea in Spring, and I think if you listen to the music, you can almost see with your eyes the Japanese landscape paintings, and perhaps even see some of the waves come dashing against the shore. And then at the beginning, at the end of the piece, see a very placid ocean, a very placid sea. And of course, Japan is all made of beautiful islands, and the sea is a very precious part of their nature as well as all water. And so I think you'll enjoy this next one, The Sea in Spring.
Thank you.
now we will play another composition by a European composer, Tartini from Italy, who was born the very same year that J.S. Bach was born, 1685. So this is a Baroque composition, and we will play the first movement, simply entitled Overture.
Thank you.
conclude the program, we will jump ahead to the 20th century to the American composer Aaron Copland. And Mariko Maeda will perform his Passacaglia, written in 1922 and dedicated to his composition teacher, Mademoiselle Nadia Boulanger. Passacaglia is an Italian name for a variation, and the variation is based upon a theme that at first occurs in the low bass register. And then as Copland becomes more and more involved in this variation form, the theme that is stated very quietly and very subdued and almost mysteriously at the beginning appears in many of the other voices until it reaches its grand conclusion. So the Passacaglia by Aaron Copland.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are no encores except down at the snack bar.